And now it's time for
Stack and Smash Radio.
Macy sales clerk checking out my pack. Not part of the Joint Foster fan club anymore that I created.
Hey, that's the end.
I just have a very hard time expressing my emotions, and I can't stop from yelling.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Stack and Smash Radio. This is episode number 18, I think.
Yes, maybe.
I thought last week was 18, but...
I think every week should be 18.
We're going to stick with 18.
Yeah, it's our new favorite number.
Anyways, welcome to the show. I am Jesse Wilkins.
I'm Rob Coakley.
And we are sitting here with the lovely Sarah.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are doing
She doesn't have a last name, so don't ask.
It's Dr. Sarah.
Yes.
Doctor's
our first name.
Yeah, Sarah is the last name. All right,
right.
So we got it now.
Yeah.
Anyways, on this episode, we are going to be talking with Dr. Sarah about her app. She has the SAC app. Do you pronounce it SAC app?
Yes, you do.
We'll get into that in a little bit. Anyways, we will also be here for the after party, so join us. If you're in the Boston area, swing by the greatest bar. We are here on the fourth floor, 262 Friend Street. We'll be here all night, broadcasting live from 8 to 9. If you come by soon, you can enjoy some of the free appetizers that will be here.
The best chicken fingers of all time.
That's right.
Which is why I'm still fat.
We should be getting compensated. Well, I guess we're compensated with free chicken fingers, but we praise these chicken fingers. So.
They're probably the greatest things of all time.
I'm going to have to try them out.
We plug the chicken
They're
fingers
so
more,
good.
More than we plug our own social media.
Yes.
Anyways, on this episode.
We should start a Twitter for the greatest bar chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers. Yeah.
Just always says yum.
That's one.
Shut up. Just stop looking
at me. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. So that's a good start. anyways, we're going to go through. I swear to God, we're going to get to the countdown of the week this week. We've missed it for like 5 weeks in a row.
At least.
It's basically not even it's not even a segment anymore.
So, Jesse, what's new with you this week?
Well.
Oh, you want to know what's new with me? So I called Microsoft this week, as in today, as in earlier.
As in like right before
as
the
in
show.
Right before the show for the second time today.
Yeah.
Because I was watching my Xbox today. Because I just like to look at my Xbox.
You weren't watching a TV, you're
yeah,
just
looking
at,
the at
Xbox.
My Xbox.
How long do you do that for?
At least 4 hours a day.
Okay.
I just look at the Xbox and make
the
sure
Xbox.
it stays on.
Yes.
And today it turned off on me. And I went over and
See,
I did.
You wouldn't have known this
right.
if you don't watch
yeah.
your Xbox
this
for 4 hours
This is all I do.
Yeah.
I okay. work, I do the show, and I watch my Xbox. So I'm watching my Xbox today, and it just shuts off. And I'm like, sweet. I'm so happy this just shut off that I paid $500 for this, what,
just
2 months ago?
Like it powered off?
Yeah, just completely died. And I go and I start troubleshooting it, and I call Microsoft, and they have me do everything again that I had already done. And she's like, oh, well, your Xbox is messed up. I'm like, oh, really?
So it's like, in a sense, it's like the Red Ring of Death?
Yeah, except the Red Ring of Death is now no power. So.
Okay. At least when you had the Red Ring of Death, which I never got. Thank God. Dodged a bullet. But at least when you had the Red Ring of Death, you knew something was very wrong.
Yeah. Well.
Do you play Xbox, Sarah?
No.
Right. Good. And stay out of this conversation.
Right. I'm trying. I'll sit back.
You were already doing a fine job staying out of the conversation.
I'm just going to dream of the chicken fingers.
Yeah. Or we'll wait for them whenever they get here.
So anyways, I call them. We go through all these steps. And then she's getting my information. And, you know, I'm standing outside because that's where I get the best cell phone reception in my house. Because I live in the worst house of all time in Bridgewater. And I'm just sitting there like, all right. So she's getting my information to send me out the shipping label, to send it back, and boom, hangs up.
She hangs up on you?
Just hangs up on me.
Or did she get the Red Ring of Death?
She must have got the Microsoft version of a phone, and it just powered off on her. So then I'm sitting there waiting for her to call back, and nothing, 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 nothing. And I'm getting a little mad.
I can see because you're actually shaking
I'm
right now.
I'm getting so mad.
Yeah.
He was
so,
mad when I got here.
Yeah. So 5 hours later, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll call them back. And I'm talking to this guy, and he's like, oh, so you called earlier? He goes, let's try this stuff. I was like, oh, let's not because my Xbox is 40 miles away right now, and I've already tried it all. And you were actually standing over there. I was trying to be a gentleman while on the phone and not turn into the Incredible Hulk, which
yeah.
You know, it happens.
It does.
Anyways, so now I'm standing there talking on the phone, and he's like, and I'm telling him what happened with the lady earlier and how she just hung up on me. And he goes, well, shouldn't she have called me back? And he goes, oh, we don't have your phone number. And here's how I know that he was a lying
person.
Person.
Person who lies.
Yes, because I was going to say other things. There were some other things I was going to say right there.
Rob is racist. I just wanted to throw that out there.
I was going to tell this cracker some stuff. All right. So he hits me with, oh, well, we don't have your phone number in the system. Here's how I know he was lying. He starts hitting me up with my information, which I had already given earlier. He's like, oh, so your address is blah, 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 in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. I'm like, yes. He goes, your phone number is 774, blah, 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 blah. I go, yeah, that's my phone number. Like you.
Or at Microsoft, do they have a caller ID? I'm just going to throw out that they're – well, you know what? If you had caller ID in the first place, maybe then she wouldn't have the number. Yeah, all right.
And caller ID, what is this, 1996? Well, that's you have why one of those saying, little Bell Atlantic things?
Well, that's why I'm saying, and this is actually stressing my point to where maybe that's what he was reading to give you your number. I'm saying this is Microsoft.
This is Microsoft headquarters. I'm probably talking to a real live robot, one that was born like a Terminator.
Just so, like that. Yeah, yeah.
So when Skynet happens, you know, it's probably what happened. I was talking to Skynet.
It all started with Microsoft customer service.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my life ended at episode 18.
Yeah, robots took over.
Because we don't know what episode it is.
Episode 18 twice.
So I overloaded the system because they don't know what episode it is. They broke my Xbox. And now everything's ruined.
Episode 18 squared. So how did it result? Like, what are you doing now?
Okay, so here were my two options.
Yes.
I can get a shipping label. Here's option number one. Get a shipping label from them.
Yep.
Send out my Xbox.
Yep.
And they can send me a new one. Or try to fix it and send it back. And that takes 2 to 5 weeks. Okay?
Okay.
2 to 5 weeks without my Xbox. Do you know who I am?
What's he going to do for 4 hours?
What am I going to look at? How am I not going to look at this power light for four hours?
He's going to sack.
Yeah, well,
you
obviously.
You can sack, yeah.
I'm going to have to do that for 4 hours a day now. So
what a bad life.
So my second option was, they're like, oh, well, we can do the speed option. I'm like, oh, what's that? They're like, oh, it's $15. I'm like, cool, $15. Whatever. I'll do it for $15, right?
Of course.
Would you pay $15?
Absolutely.
For anything, right?
Do it.
Doesn't matter what it is. Popsicle, Xbox, all the same thing.
Shut up. $15 Shut up. Popsicle better be fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be the best one you've ever had.
Alcohol in it.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Because that's an expensive drink, never mind a popsicle. All right, carry on.
So $15.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do that one because you get your they send you a new Xbox, and then you just send out the old one, and you have at least that one to play or use while that one's either being fixed or they decide it's they can't save its life.
Right.
Because these have hearts now.
Yes.
Anyways, so I'm like, cool, let's do that one. They're like, okay, well, we're going to charge you $15, and then we're going to charge you $550. I go, what? They go, yeah, we're going to keep a $550 hold on your credit card until everything's resolved. And that's when I was like.
Well, as inconvenient
that's
as
when
that
I was
is,
like, I just paid $550 for her SAC app.
Right. He's broke now.
Yeah. So yes. Now I'm broke.
But worth it.
Yeah, it was
totally worth
it.
I mean, in a sense, yes, that's a massive inconvenience. But at the same time, what if it's just somebody that wants a second Xbox? And so they're like, send me an Xbox, and then they never send them one, so then they're like, I have to charge you for an Xbox, which I think...
Listen, Microsoft, I'm calling you out! You come out here, you try to charge me $500, I ain't having that at all!
Oh, Rob, we're a clean podcast.
I ain't having that crap ever.
I think they're allowed to say that on TBS, so maybe on Dirty Water News we can let it slide.
It happens occasionally.
I think it depends on the network, so...
And is clean, so... You know, it's a nice green color.
But this is.
You want to keep talking about it?
No, I don't actually.
Come on.
Anyways,
Dr. Sarah, what does that mean?
I'm all good.
So Microsoft has been called out.
Microsoft.
Either sponsor our show or I'm throwing you under the bus every week.
Good sponsor.
This is actually the greatest way to pitch a sponsor.
Yeah.
And anyways, all right. Also on the show today, we're going to air a brand new segment called 10. How do we word it? Brodad's weekly 10-word movie review.
Yeah, and it's just the 10 words.
That's basically...
Yeah, we just say that every week.
You know what? The title is actually almost as long as the bit.
Yeah.
Basically what it is every Tuesday we go out with Brodad and we see a movie, and now we decided that instead of talking about the movie on the show and ruining the movie, we'll let Brodad recap it. So he recaps it in a paragraph, and then what we do is we cut it down to 10 keywords and air it on the show.
But, however... Certain movies, I'm still going to ruin them because whatevs.
If they're not worth seeing, then why not?
If Ethan Hawke or Selena Gomez is in the movie,
yep.
Spoiler alert.
Rob's going to ruin it.
I'm going to ruin it because I'm going to be super upset about that as well.
Yes, and honestly, you're doing the world a service because if you can ruin the movie to a point where they don't waste their money on a Selena Gomez and or Ethan Hawke movie.
Do you remember that stupid movie?
I can never forget
it. Have
you
seen it?
No, I'm not a big movie person. Sorry.
Just all right. Movies in general?
All well,
right. I don't have time to go.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, you're,
you guys can call me. I'll go the next time.
All right, good deal.
Kay. Tuesday nights with Bro Dad.
Every right. Tuesday I can night. Go every other Tuesday.
Bro Dad and Bro Doctor.
Yeah. You could be Bro Doctor. Anyways, it was the worst movie of all time.
Yeah,
it was Ethan Hawke and Selena Gomez in a car.
I saw the previews.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It
looked
not that
yeah.
good.
Fun fact, they never got out of the car.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half of them riding around in a Mustang. And Selena Gomez just trying to be cool because
she was supposed to be all tech savvy.
Nickelodeon or Disney or whatever she was.
Basically, she had this iPad that could apparently access the world.
The whole world.
Yeah. Like, she just like, oh, let me just send this video to the police. And she hacked into the police's, like,
wow.
It was awful.
That's incredible.
There was a point in the movie where it just stops. It just black screens. And I just yelled out in the movie theater, please be over.
this was like 15 minutes in. And
yeah.
It wasn't over.
It wasn't over. Yeah. Maybe she'll get an Oscar for it.
No.
That ship has sailed, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what they do with Oscars.
She's trying to.
She might get a Razzie.
That would be kind of interesting.
I mean, I think it was actually, like, so unwatchable. I mean, I think you still have to be able to. No, I don't know. It's just don't see the movie.
Ever.
Ever.
And
so.
That's the case with almost every Ethan Hawke movie.
Fact.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost. Training Day was good.
Training Day was okay. And then I think he did, like, Sinister. It was a horror movie, which was decent.
I don't know if I saw that one.
It was pretty good. I wish there was another actor, though, because I hate. All right, you're a doctor. What is the technical term for DUI face? Do you understand what DUI face is? DUI face is when you look at somebody and you just know by looking at them that they've had at least one DUI in their
basically,
life.
Basically, every guy that's ever rode his bike to work usually has DUI face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but when you just see someone, they look like they have like the sunken in eyes and the bony cheeks.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, you know I know somebody who has. I do.
DUI face. Yeah. It's just like you look like you have DUIs under your belt.
Yeah. You
it's kind of like they're a little depressed. They can't drive anymore.
It's mostly men. I have seen a few females with DUI face, but you can just see it on men's faces. Like, oh, he's had at least one DUI.
Yeah.
And then I mean, you go up to him, you ask him, and you get knocked out. But at least you find out.
I didn't know about this. I like this new game I'm going to start playing.
Yeah, you're going to start driving around now, and you're just going to be looking at it, and you're going to, or in a club, like tonight. Tonight, you're going to walk around, and you'll be like, oh, that guy definitely has DUI face.
Yeah, exactly. You'll see one or two of them tonight.
Yeah. These are the games that we play.
Yes, exactly. So anyways, so we aired a couple of the ALS challenges that we did last week. We did one challenge, and then BroDad responded, and now finally, it was a little more than 24 hours later, but Dave responded. Dave Wilkins is the guy that's never been on the show.
Yeah, we helped him out with his a little bit.
We did, yeah. So it was interesting, and it had its own little spin on it. So if that's loaded up and ready to go, this is Dave Wilkins' ALS response to ours.
Rob Coakley and Kate Wilkins for nominating me for the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. I hereby nominate Andy Belmont, TJ Atchison, and Greg Baumgartner. You have 24 hours.
So that was Dave's ALS challenge response. A little bit unorthodox.
We'll show you later.
It was really good.
Yeah. She's just assuming it was really good.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was still ice.
Yeah. Technically.
Yeah.
Technically.
Not much water. But it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So, let's talk to Dr. Sarah. You are here, and you are the brains behind the SAC app.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's a sexual activity app calendar that is on iTunes and Google Play. And you keep track of who you're hooking up with, especially in the town of Boston. Everybody's hooking up right
here. And this is clearly only for married people, right?
Well, I mean, it can be if they need to schedule their sex time. Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, if you're married and you're just, you know.
You're busy and you need to schedule sex and you know, might want to get pregnant, you can do that, but that That is one of the
things.
That's
one of the things, but your target demographic is mainly the
college kids.
College kids that are
people our age, you know.
So is it like mainly targeted towards like, who did I get these herpes from?
Yes, it is.
Yes, all
that's
right.
That's where the idea came from, actually.
Or let me
you
na-
might
let
you
me
might
want
to explain
down.
That
yeah.
a little bit, because it sounds like, oh well, one day I got herpes,
one
and then I decided
herpes,
to create
I
this. I decided to create this app.
Well, I've been in my own business for a couple years now, and I did a lot of counseling with 20-year-olds, and a lot of the girls and guys are coming to me with issues of STDs, and especially in the women, HPV. Unfortunately, guys carry that. You can get it with or without condoms, and it can cause cancer. So I decided to take a little twist and make it a little bit more fun. And I decided to make a hookup
cancer,
app.
Because cancer wasn't fun enough already.
No, that's not fun.
Should we each take a turn trying to figure out what HPV stands for?
Human papillomavirus.
Virus. He did it.
Harry Potter virus.
There's no way I didn't pay that. There's no way I pronounced that second word correctly.
Papilloma. You were close.
Platypus.
Platypus.
Patapatalus.
Pantaloons.
Papadopoulos.
Pataloni. Yes.
Anyways.
Well, anyway, I decided, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. Actually, one of the councilwomen in New York actually came out this week, and, you know, she's become the new platform for saying, hey, I carry HPV now. You know, a lot of women do.
Does she get a tattooed on her?
She
should.
Let's
continue.
Well, we can look her up later.
Yeah.
See what's up. But,
does she have DUI face?
Huh?
Does she have DUI face?
I don't know.
Don't say if she does.
I can't say live.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll talk later about it.
We will talk
later. We'll discuss it.
Yeah.
So. It's a mystery.
But anyway, I decided, you know what, you know, there's got to be a way to figure out how you're, you know, if you are contracting anything, there's got to be a way to kind of count it down if you got pregnant or, you know, just transmitted anything. Because some people are just hooking up all the time.
Right.
And don't realize it. So I decided to make an app where you can, you know, put down what you did with somebody, where it happened, their name, any extra notes if you want. There's also a cheater button, just in case they might be cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
well, you have to know that.
Well, I think a lot of people do know.
If that person they're hooking up with is a cheater?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
yeah.
So.
They get the green light.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, does it expose that person?
No.
Okay.
It's completely private. It's a 6-digit passcode. The second you put it down, you pick it up. You're already signed out.
Okay.
It can't be hacked into. I worked with a company with the privacy.
I wasn't sure if, like, you could log on and see, like, oh, who else had sex with this person.
There was some app like that, which is just
was it really?
Ridiculous.
There is, yeah, and they got in trouble legally. So
did they get
this is very private, this one. And the second, so say if you were a cheater, then you put it down and your girlfriend's sitting next to you, they pick it up, they can't get into your app. They have to, you know, would have to know the
code.
Know
your password.
Right. So what's your password?
I'll tell you later.
All this goes off air. So that's very interesting. So, I'm married.
So you would need to schedule the sex if you get busy.
So this is just the
so
sex part.
So you can
part.
Get busy.
Yeah.
Well, I'd just be tracking my wife.
Right. But we all get busy, and a lot of couples get busy, and then you think you're going to have sex that night, but you don't because everybody's too tired.
So
but maybe
so
if you
I
schedule
can,
it ahead of time.
Maybe. Not bad.
It's really going
to
happen.
Or if you're trying to get pregnant, maybe you could.
Do that as well.
Yes. So if you're married, and if that's the case, then.
Yeah.
It's
so
not.
It can actually
pointless.
Really help with
you
conception
can, you can
as well.
Also, Jesse, at some point, just track when she shows you her boobies.
Not bad.
Yeah,
so if you can't see this, there's many options here
many
that,
options
you
that you
select
can select
on what happened. And on one day, you could say you grope and grinded.
Grope and grind.
You could say you got a hand job if you're 14. And you could track a makeout session. I love that saw. I love it's actually worded saw boobies.
Saw boobies.
Yeah. Yeah. Saw
actually,
boobies.
I have my very good friend Mark. He inspired that little option that was made for him.
That it would be titled
throw
saw
right
boobies.
Throw it in that camera.
That
this
one.
Camera.
So you can see.
It was a noble attempt. But anyways, they did not saw boobies.
Yeah.
They actually have little icons. That are boobies next
I
to it.
I saw that. Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was googly eyes or boobies.
No, those are boobies.
Oh, yeah. Now I know.
So the sexual activity part of it is pretty cool, but when I was looking at it earlier, because I was trying to do a little bit of research on it, It actually doesn't just.
He was actually just doing research on sexual activity.
Yeah, I've never.
Right, that's what he calls watching porn.
Yeah.
Yes.
He didn't have the Xbox, so he has something to do this afternoon.
I have 47 entries on Saw Boobs on this. So.
Excellent.
Just for today. Anyways, so there's an actual medical part of this as well.
Yes,
and I see, and like the sexual activity part's cool and it's actually pretty helpful, but I feel like the medical part of it is actually even more helpful because I saw like you can put your cards in there, like all your information.
Your insurance cards can be, take a picture of your insurance card. That was, it does have another side to it. I mean, the funny part is the sex calendar, but also you can keep your medications, dates you had immunizations. My favorite part is the insurance card because a lot of people leave home without their insurance card. And what I do is I'm a pharmacist by day, and they come to the pharmacy and they're like, well, I don't have my card. But they have their phone.
Right.
So if everybody seemed to pick up on this, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because
everybody
has their phone with them, but they might not have their card, so the picture's already in there.
So it's an app of many functions.
Right, right.
That's good. So you can download the sexual activity app, the SAC app. It's available on iTunes and Amazon. Google Play.
Yes.
I get those confused.
Oh,
well,
I plug Amazon when they're not even there.
Yeah. I do what I can.
Do they have an app store?
Amazon?
Yeah.
I don't think they do. I think it's either Apple or.
But maybe you just gave them a good idea.
But maybe. You might be able to purchase a phone that already has the SAC app preloaded on it.
Or you could purchase a phone to purchase the SAC app.
Yeah.
Everybody should purchase the SAC app.
Yes.
And follow the SAC app on Twitter.
It's only 99 cents, so it's not going to kill you.
A lot of people do complain about it, but I mean, it's a dollar, people. What's your privacy worth? If I was doing this for free, I had advertising, a lot of people would have some way to get into your privacy. So.
That's a good point. Yeah. So I think it's worth the 99 cents to not worry about that. So that's pretty awesome. That's cool.
Thank you.
Anyways, coming up on the show, we are also going to go through the weekly countdown. We also have the weird news story of the week. Rob, what's the headline on the weird news story of the week?
I forget the actual headline off the top of my head, but it's about a guy who called the police because a stripper wouldn't have sex with him in a strip club. So he called the cops.
Wow, that's
Was it Farrah Abramson down at her new gig?
I don't know who
is that. Is that what she's doing now?
Yeah, she's getting paid $500,000 to be a stripper.
Just to be a stripper?
Yes. Because
I know she got like $1 million to do porn.
Wait.
At the Gentleman's Club in Texas.
$500,000?
She was from Teen Mom.
Yeah.
So how do I sign up for this? Because I'll do $500,000.
You can fly down there.
You can give me $250,000 and I'll do it.
You can give Rob $250 and he'll do it. I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fun time. We sack apped about it.
We logged it. Now, have you come up with a term for logging the logging the sexual activity? Like what? Like instead of like tweeting is when you send a tweet. What could you do? Have you come up with a term for when you use the SAC app?
We do keep track of who you sack, and then our new T-shirt line that's coming out is on the back. It says, I'm great in the sack."
Okay. I think you should come up with one word. Like, oh, I just...
Sacked?
That's
I just
already,
sacked about it.
That's already, like, four words.
Okay. All right. But I think we narrowed it down to one. Like,
Sacked.
Did you sack about it? I don't know.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah. That didn't go as well as I planned it out in my head. I thought you guys were going to be like, oh, that's a great
Dave,
idea.
Dave, cue the fail whale.
Wow.
We didn't give Dave the fail whale.
He doesn't have the fail whale. He can't cue with the fail whale staying home.
We have to give him that because that Jesse just needs to hail it.
Without further ado, let's get into the weird news story of the week. Alright, so this story is about William McDaniel, who is age 53, who was arrested on Saturday night after he allegedly called the police to complain that a stripper would not have sex with him, according to the smoking gun.
Yeah, it's just a gun that talks. Don't worry about it.
Very informative.
Yeah.
Yes, anyways, McDaniel had been visiting the Sagebrush Sam's in Butte, Montana. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, it's Montana.
Butte, Montana. Where police say he gave a woman $350 for a private dance. The dance ended abruptly when McDaniel allegedly became sexually aggressive towards the dancer. He could have logged this in his SAC app.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
See that? so far, anyway.
Trying to make out.
How would she log this in her sex?
Attempted rape. Anyways, towards the dancer, law enforcement told the Montana Standard, unhappy with his advances. He was unhappy when his advances were denied. He allegedly called 911 to inform authorities that the woman would not have sex with him.
Seems like the right course of action to me.
I just wish that 911 call tape was released, because I really want to hear, like, what his argument was.
Yeah.
Authorities responded by charging McDaniel with soliciting prostitution, according to KTVQ. That doesn't flow well. KTVQ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, told the Montana sheriff that he felt like he was ripped off and assumed that he had paid $350 for sex that didn't occur. So he's unaware that in Montana, prostitution's illegal.
Correct. So, just to piggyback off of this story.
On himself.
I stopped, like, periodically because I'm just trying to, like, comprehend how stupid this whole story is. Like, we get some weird news stories. This is just the dumb news story of the week. Like, this guy is a freaking idiot. It's just, man.
So, I just want to piggyback this story. And a couple years ago, and I told you about this, I've never talked about it on air, but I went to the Foxy Lady in Brockton for a friend's birthday party.
Was this in the 90s?
In the 90s? How old do I look?
Who goes there anymore? Do people go there, really?
I guess.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
I mean, if it's still open, I would assume so.
I guess so.
Never mind. So, not in the 90s, because I'm not that old, doctor.
So
it was Microsoft. They knew that I trashed on them. They shut down his computer, and that's what just happened. Because they were ruining my story about the Foxy Lady in beautiful Brockton, Massachusetts.
Wonderful.
Yes.
In the 90s.
In the 90s.
Back in the 90s, before Rob's Dirty 30.
Yeah. So back in 1973, I went to the Foxy Lady.
Grand opening.
Grand opening.
For the grand opening.
So we're sitting upstairs, and I'm looking down, and there's this guy, and he walks upstairs, and he has, like, both.
Sherlock Holmes.
He was dressed like Sherlock Holmes, basically.
As was everyone at that year.
And he has both his things under both his arms, right? And I'm like, what the hell is this guy carrying in a strip
midgets?
Club? I wish. That would be better. He walks upstairs, and he has, like, 30 bouquets of roses that he just starts handing to the strippers instead of giving them money.
Oh.
He's just handing them flowers. And one of them gets wicked upset, and she just, like, whips the flowers over her head and stuff. And I'm talking to one of the I'm talking to the waitress, and I go, what the hell is happening here? What is this? And she goes, oh, this dude comes in all the time. He comes in with necklaces, flowers, teddy bears. And when he runs out, he just goes to his trunk and grabs more and brings them in for all the girls.
Just more gifts.
I'm like, does he ever give them money? She's like, no, just gifts.
They must hate him.
Does it work for them?
The one girl that I saw threw the stuff, so.
I guess not.
It was the most ridiculous. Like, I don't even know how to make it even funnier than it was.
If it did work, does that mean that he's allowed to have sex with them if it's in Montana?
Yeah, only if you're in Montana. Population of 35.
If not, call the authorities because you have a case.
But, I mean, what's like, all right, here's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to buy 12
bunch of flowers. I'm gonna bring
teddy
him
bears.
These strippers. Now, is he just trying to, like, seem like a nice guy, or is he trying to be like, you're better than this?
Than a bouquet of roses?
I've never given a you're better than this flower to somebody, so maybe not.
Should we start doing that?
You're better than this.
You're better than this flower. You're more precious.
Just go through a toll booth and
get
hand
a
flower. Like, can I do this? Because you're better than this.
Do we just try to start paying for everything in flowers and teddy bears?
All right, how many roses?
I'll take a number 7, a number 4, and a number 8.
Would you accept?
How many teddy bears will that be?
Would you accept 3 roses for a free download of the SAC app?
No.
All right.
No. All right.
So let's figure out how many roses she would accept.
But maybe a teddy bear.
I guess if you're just...
It depends on the dimensions of the teddy bear.
Yeah, of course. What it's filled with.
Yeah.
What about a teddy bear filled with roses?
Yeah.
With HPV.
Yeah. No, how about a teddy bear filled with condoms?
There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Especially one condoms, because we work with them.
What is it?
One condoms?
One condoms. One do condoms. They only come in packs of one?
I hope so.
No, I would say
They're just waiting to sell their only condom that
one.
They made.
You,
nope. It's just you just buy one condom and you just keep using it over and over again.
Oh, that's what it's promoting.
Yeah.
We understand that kind of stuff.
It's good to recycle.
That's called nailing it.
It's good. You hear that from a doctor. So,
recycle.
So take that and then track it on the SAC app because you'll need to.
that might have to be a new option. Reuse.
Reuse, yes. Anyways, we're going green here at Stack and Smash.
Can you not have pictures of gigantic fat kids?
It was the Twitter feed.
Because it's really distracting.
Trying to interact with these people.
Because I was trying to figure out how he got that fat that fast in life.
McDonald's
is sponsoring that. Okay, so it all makes sense now. Anyways, let's jump into the other. All right, our brand new clip. We had talked about it earlier. We probably should have aired it earlier. Bro Dad's 10-word movie review. This week, recapping Expendables 3. Here we go.
Sylvester Stallone, surprising a beer, gunfire, explosions, bad guy, grenades, thumbs up.
Brand new segment on the show, which was Bro Dad's 10-word movie review. I gotta take a look and see what that title actually is so I can get that correct. But next week we'll be reviewing Sin City. Does Sin City come out?
Oh yeah, I forgot Sin City came.
Yeah,
it's coming out today.
It comes out Alba.
Yeah, it is Friday.
All right, beautiful. So we'll be we're gonna have Bro Dad recap that movie. So and it's only 10 words, so it probably won't ruin it for you.
I hope it does.
Although if you weren't expecting explosions in Expendables 3. That
spoiler alert.
Yeah,
there was at least one.
Yeah, there's at least one explosion.
Yes.
In the Expendables. Have you seen the Expendables?
No.
None of them?
She doesn't
watch
movies.
Oh, you're not a movie person. Yeah,
I
forgot. Yeah, yeah.
I'm
She's
sorry.
strictly flip books.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
You know. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was a good movie. It was fun. Yeah. But I mean,
it
Bro Dad wrapped it up. I mean, there was just grenades, explosions, gunfire, Sylvester Stallone, bad guys. Not a chick
Bad
flick.
Bad guy.
Bad guy. Yeah.
Not a chick flick.
Not a chick flick, that's for sure. What's her face was in it? The ninja
Oh,
woman?
Yeah. She was in it.
What was her name?
Dr. Sarah.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
She's ferocious.
Yeah, I'm scared of her.
Have you ever seen Ronda Rousey?
No.
She's a UFC fighter, woman, and she's fantastic. Yeah, she
could
annihilate.
Probably
people.
Kick everybody's ass.
I know about the divas on the WWE.
That's not
real. Do you
want
to get into wrestling talk right now?
That's not real.
I will. Like.
I'll get into. Do you watch wrestling?
I watch the Divas.
Oh,
they're
you watch
cool.
the.
Divas. What do you watch? The reality show that they have?
Yeah, that's so hilarious. It's so stupid. I can't stop.
it's ridiculous. Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes.
I have not seen any episodes.
Maybe
I'm
you know
surprised.
What? The new season's coming back in like 2 weeks.
I can't wait. I watch enough wrestling during the week, which is just Monday Night Raw and then any pay per view. But
yeah.
Has John Cena visited you guys?
He has not yet.
Well, we got to start working on that.
I know.
Twitter. I'll help you out.
Thank you.
No drama.
All right. So John Cena will be on the show next week. Thanks to Dr. Sarah.
I'll try.
If not,
I'll try. His girlfriend might kick my.
If not, free SAC apps for all. You heard it here first on Stack.
You know
Smash
what?
Radio.
There you go.
Yes.
Ooh,
I like
that's
that
a good competition. Bring it.
A deal.
Yeah. It sounds very unprofitable for you.
It sounds very like
it's
a very
one
lopsided
week.
Deal.
It's just a 1 week deal.
You
know?
Got some social media pull, I guess. So that's a good thing to have. Anyways, so the brand new streak that we have going is we miss the countdown every single week, and we're about to break that streak. You ready to break that streak, Rob?
I don't know. Do you have it pulled up, Jesse?
Boom.
Or do you want me to get into the furiously fast questions while you pull it up?
Anyways, so.
Scratch that.
Let's kick it off. I'll start off with question number one. It's the same question every single week. Do you like Fast and the Furious, or do you like Fast and the Furious?
I like Fast and the Furious.
Good. Yes.
All right.
Even though you're not a movie person, you still answered the question correctly, so thank God.
Boom.
All right, question number two.
Who would most likely win a dodgeball game? Eli Manning's, Teenage Mutant Ninja Lawyers, or a team of genetically altered starfish?
The Ninja Turtles.
they're not turtles, they're lawyers. They're Teenage Mutant Ninja lawyers.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't hear you right.
That could still be your answer.
Oh, it can be?
Yes.
No, cool. No, did you say the Mannings?
Eli Mannings.
Eli Mannings. I like that. I like the Eli Mannings better.
Yep. Anyway.
What is Eli Mannings? I know who Eli Manning is. I hate him.
Yeah. But
just more than one.
It's
of
just
them?
Five Eli Mannings.
Oh, that's awful.
I think it's funny.
That's the worst situation that Patriots would ever run into.
No, not really, because they'd still win.
Which mythical?
I wish. Question I wish the Patriots would beat the
Can
Giants
I ask question number three?
I'm sorry, I've been through some things.
I haven't talked enough
he
yet tonight.
I still
to
haven't
Patriots.
Coped with these losses. Patriots aren't behind us. We're missing that game.
Which mythical? See, you're ruining it. You're ruining it. Yeah. You're giving me DUI face
well,
over here.
Well, the real question is which Miss
Yeah. Question number three. Which mythical creature would make the best homeschool economics teacher? A Pegasus, a Minotaur, or Larry King?
Larry King.
All right.
Okay.
Question number four. Which would you rather have as a canoe partner?
Because you need a canoe partner. Yeah.
You know what? You
solo.
Never. You
too
do.
Dangerous.
Because in eighth grade, I could not get that thing going. I needed.
Well, you can't hit both sides. Like.
Well, we.
Some
me
psycho.
And my friend Melissa couldn't do it. And we got. They had to string us up.
You
to
just
the one
spinning
in front of
in
us.
One circle. Yeah, yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, maybe you should have one of these next time.
Here's a fun fact before we get into that.
Canoeing fact.
Getting it is a, it is a canoeing fact. Getting if you jump out of a canoe or fall out of a canoe, getting back into a canoe, no matter how many people are on it, is impossible. I tried it. I almost died. That's a fun fact. That's not that fun
almost
of a fact.
Almost dying.
But that is a fact.
It's a fun fact.
That's a. If you're looking for fun, try to die. No, the.
try to jump in a canoe.
It is very difficult to get back into a canoe. Yeah, because I tried and I almost sent my family into the canoe. All right, Rob, go ahead. Read the question, Rob. My canoe story wasn't good enough. I almost died. He doesn't even care. Look at him. Just looking at Microsoft. Looking into their soul right now. All right.
Which would you rather have as a canoe partner? An armless televangelist, a velociraptor, or a loaf of soggy cornbread?
A loaf of soggy
all of these are better
cornbread.
Than all of those are better than having Jesse Wilkins as a canoe partner because I will almost kill you by accident.
Cornbread,
I feel like,
cornbread.
Where'd you go?
I'm dead.
What happened?
I died on a canoe.
Oh, she's back.
Oh,
hey.
You're back, yay.
What a happy day it is now.
Right. Jesse's awful story killed her microphone. Which celebrity would you choose to play you in a movie about your life?
Okay.
Cedric the Entertainer, Oprah, or Samuel L. Jackson?
Cedric. Definitely Cedric.
I love that.
I would have liked Samuel L. Jackson. I got this sack app.
That's a sex
I'm
with more
tired.
Than one person.
I'm tired of forgetting when I had sex on a plane. Ooh. I left out the explicits, unlike Rob, who doesn't care about the FCC. All right.
Oopsie.
Yeah.
All right. Was that the last question?
That was the last
that
question.
That was the last question. That was it for the Stack and Smash Stash of Five furiously Woo, fast
that was
quintessential
exciting.
Questions this week featuring Dr. Sarah. Thank you. You won.
Thank you.
You won a
everything.
Giant prize.
What did I win?
A free sack app.
Yeah.
Yes. You're allowed to download it for free. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
We'll give you the code
That's
after
amazing.
The show.
Yeah.
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 You're welcome. Thank you.
All that good stuff.
Yes. You are the first of many to get a free sack app because John Cena will not be on the show next. So we're just setting you up
I'm
for
on
that.
This.
So you get used to it now because there's going to be a lot of them.
I think having John Cena on the show would not be good. Well, it'd be good for, like, viewership.
I think it'd be good.
But yeah. I'd be...
What'd
oh,
you do?
You'd be pretty harsh on him. He doesn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nice to him.
But hey, he's a Boston guy.
I don't care.
Get us our Boston peeps.
Kind of. He's where's he actually from?
West Newbury.
You've heard that.
Born and raised.
You've heard that a million times
yes.
before.
Yes.
He may have a problem.
Hang on. How much did John Cena weigh?
I would say he's about 245 pounds.
I thought you'd have the number like off the top of your head just from hearing him being announced to the ring.
I actually just
had sex with John Cena and tracked
and
in
I sack
app
about it.
Congrats.
Actually, every time I watch Monday Night Raw, I log in on my sack app because I see
boobies.
His boobs every time. So,
saw boobies.
Yeah, saw boobies. John Cena. Cheater, yes.
All right, well, before the show wraps up, let's get into the weekly countdown here on Stack and Smash Radio.
My more than new one.
And now it's time for the weekly countdown here on Stack and Smash Radio.
Countdown in your face.
All right, this week on the weekly countdown, we will be asking Sarah what the countdown is about because I feel like Rob lost the countdown. Let me see.
Top 10 sacks.
Top 10 sacks.
Of your
life. I guess you would be giving – oh, of our lives.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, now you're married. We don't want to
know. Yeah, I can't. It was every time I've had sex with my wife.
So. He's only had sex with her five times.
Five.
They've been together for 37 years.
Roughly, actually. Yeah. Yes. We have five children now.
No one's ever met them. Though.
All of them were successful.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, he keeps the basement locked.
He's like that guy in Montana. A little bit of creepy.
Yes.
Guess what, guys? We're not going to do the top five countdown because whatevs. Because whatevs. Because I can't find it.
We're bringing it back next week.
We might as well.
Because Microsoft went into my email and deleted it, knowing that I was going to poop on them for the rest of the show.
That's right. That's how he says it cleanly.
Poop heads.
Poop heads.
I guess the new trend on the week is just talking about how we're going to do the countdown and never actually do the countdown. Because that's pretty much what we do at this point. Anyways,
that was a good countdown.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. We're just going to count down the weeks that we haven't done the countdown. Episode 15.
Yeah.
Episode 16.
Double
episode
18.
Episode 17. And I was about to rally off 18 five times in a row because we don't know. We don't know. Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in to Stack of Smash Radio, episode number 18 squared.
Unless you work at Microsoft.
Follow us on Twitter at Stack and Smash. We were speaking with Dr. Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
The Sack App. Thank you so much for being on. It was fun. You can follow her on Twitter at The Sack App, SACAPP. Rob is on Twitter.
Yeah, you know me.
At Ken Coakley. Dave Wilkins, still not on Twitter. But also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stackandsmash. And you can find this episode as well as other episodes on iTunes. We are on iTunes in two different places on iTunes. Find
us,
Stack and Smash. And then also Dirty Water News Radio is on iTunes now. So subscribe. And that would be fantastic. If you want to watch this episode, we also archive it on YouTube. YouTube.com/DWN Radio.
Except Windows is going to mess everything up when you try to watch it.
I hope not. I'd like to use this on
your computer.
I've had enough trouble.
I might have to come back.
Yeah,
exactly. And redo it.
You're welcome back anytime. It was
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Having you on. We'll
that's
have
not
back
true.
Sometime.
You're never welcome back.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Rob's just been
He's on a bender of anger.
Anyways, next week on the show, we're
Which camera am I on?
I think you're here. Oh.
Listen, Microsoft. Next week on the show, I dare you to send a rep out and explain to me why I got to pay $500 just to get a new Xbox.
Next week on the show, if Rob has an Xbox, we promise you guys that instead of talking, we're just going to have Rob look at his Xbox.
Microsoft, I'm coming for you.